Welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast with your host, Guy Alvarez, and me, Tim Barron. This is the show where we examine the latest trends in digital marketing to help you get more leads and clients. And in today's episode, I asked Guy, a former practicing lawyer, and of course the founder of Good To Be Social, about running paid LinkedIn ads. And some of the takeaways that we want from this episode include setting up a budget, using matched audiences, and retargeting. But before we jump into the episode, I want to ask you a question. Do you struggle with digital marketing and how to make it work for you and for your firm? If so, please go to lawfirmmarketinghub.com and sign up for a free digital audit. The audit will provide you with all of the information you need to build a blueprint for your digital marketing strategy to produce the results you want. On with the show.
We talk about how social media plays a critical role in digital marketing, but a next step up from organic social media is paid social media. And I know a lot of folks are talking today about LinkedIn, paid LinkedIn in particular. Can you just tell us a little bit about what paid LinkedIn is about before we get into like budgets and stuff?
Sure. So, you know, for a long time, LinkedIn was like the ugly stepchild of the social media networks. And especially when it came to paid campaigns, LinkedIn was way behind Facebook and Twitter in terms of figuring out how to utilize promoted posts or targeting. But over the last 6 to 8 months, you've really started to see law firms and companies of every size that are trying to target a B2B audience really start to utilize the paid LinkedIn function or LinkedIn advertising. And the reason why is it's getting harder and harder to reach your target audience organically. The posting content on your law firm page is not getting as much visibility as it used to because there's so much more competition. And unless you get your attorneys engaged in posting, not just on their updates, but also on LinkedIn groups, it's getting harder and harder for your content to get noticed. So paid advertising on LinkedIn is really a great way to not only expand your reach and reach a much, much larger segment of your target audience that you could in the past, but it also provides you with incredible targeting opportunities. So if you only want to target a specific demographic or a specific title or group, LinkedIn allows you to do that in a way that was never before available.
So Guy, I'd like to get back to the kind of reach and some of the benefits that come out of that beyond reach, you know, in terms of growing your audience and stuff like that. But one of the things I'd like to get out of the way, because the first thing that people ask about when they hear about paid social, they think PPC and Google Analytics and or Google AdWords and how much budgets cost and how quickly it can eat up a budget. So what's can you talk a little bit about budgets in LinkedIn advertising?
Sure. So, you know, LinkedIn advertising is similar to Google AdWords in that you can pretty much set up your own budget. You can decide to spend as much or as little money as you want. But the advantage or the difference, I wouldn't say advantage, the difference between Google AdWords and social, paid social and specifically paid LinkedIn is that LinkedIn is a lot cheaper. It's probably about half the cost on a pay-per-click basis than Google AdWords. And that's because Google AdWords has been around for so long and there's so much competition. So for half of what you traditionally would spend on a Google AdWords campaign, you can do some really fantastic things on LinkedIn with a very conservative budget. We have clients that are spending $200, $250 a month and are seeing great results. So again, you can set your own budget and based upon the results that you see, you can determine if you want to spend more or less or if it's just right.
Boy, that's refreshing to hear. I mean, Facebook has become a revenue juggernaut just based on the amount of revenue they get from ads. So
absolutely,
it's good to hear that about LinkedIn. Now, you can't Google something about LinkedIn paid ads without coming up with matched audience. So what exactly is that? There's so much information out there about that.
So matched audiences is LinkedIn's retargeting platform. And here again, LinkedIn was late to the game. Facebook and Twitter have had retargeting capabilities for a while now, but LinkedIn just announced their matched audiences program about 3 to 4 months ago. So the idea behind retargeting as a whole and matched audiences specifically is to basically get an opportunity to serve an ad or a piece of content to someone that's already familiar with your brand. Studies have shown that people are much more likely to engage or purchase from a brand that they're already familiar with and have had a chance to visit their website or receive their emails or different things. So matched audiences is LinkedIn's retargeting platform. And it's a great tool to target people that are already familiar with your law firm brand or your company brand.
And there are different types of match audiences, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. So LinkedIn provides you with three different options. The first option is the ability to retarget people that have already visited your website. Basically, what happens is LinkedIn gives you a little script that you can add to every page on your website on the back end. It's not visible. And then as people come to your website, the script places a cookie on that person's browser. And then LinkedIn can gather data from that cookie and see who has visited your website, also has an account on LinkedIn. And if they're using the same email address, then you can create a campaign targeting those website visitors to your site, which is great because they've already visited your site, they're already familiar with your brand. So that's one of the types of matched audience campaigns. The other one is the ability to upload your mailing list to LinkedIn. And here again, it allows you to match the email addresses that you have with users, LinkedIn users' email addresses, and then you can create a campaign on LinkedIn targeting your email database. But instead of those people receiving an email, they actually see your content in their stream on LinkedIn. So it's not as intrusive, doesn't interrupt people as much than getting an email. So that's a second thing you can do. And then the third thing is if you are trying to target certain types of people at particular companies, you can upload a list of companies to LinkedIn, and then it can basically target people at those companies, your campaign, very specifically, whether it's by title or anyone within that company that has an account on LinkedIn.
So, Guy, I mean, this is all very useful information, but if someone wants to get started now, like, is it very difficult? How does one get started with campaigns on LinkedIn?
So it's really not difficult at all. You can just go to LinkedIn and click on the little advertising button. There are some great video tutorials on YouTube, and also LinkedIn has a channel on YouTube that kind of shows you how to actually do this. You can experiment for, you know, very little money and try it out and see how it works. And you know, even the LinkedIn professionals are very helpful and you know, want to help you to actually experiment, because at the end of the day, they want you to be advertising on LinkedIn. You know, a word of warning, obviously, if you do decide to do this for your firm or for your company and are looking to really invest heavily into a campaign, it does make sense to work with a professional who has done this before and has the knowledge and experience that can really help you to make sure you're not wasting any money and are basically creating content that's as engaging as possible and likely to convert.
You know, as Guy has mentioned, we've seen amazing results with clients using limited budgets. And I think one of the side benefits I've noticed is with paid ads in LinkedIn, as you would in Facebook, one of the side benefits is that people get to discover who you are and your page on your company page on LinkedIn. And as a result, you get to organically grow. It's just sort of cyclical feeding, right? You get paid ads, you get grow organically, you post some more there, people discover you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things you'll notice as you start to build your advertising campaign on LinkedIn is there's different options. Do you want to do brand awareness, or are you looking for lead generation? Are you looking for more followers? Are you looking for more clicks? So depending on what you're looking to do, LinkedIn will give you different options based upon what it is you're trying to achieve. And as you mentioned, the natural progression is, you know, at first you probably want to do some brand awareness building, get as many people as possible aware of your content and getting people to visit your website. But as more and more people visit your website through links on LinkedIn, then you can capture all of that data and then retarget them later on with because they're already familiar with your company, your firm, and the content that you're sharing. So it sort of feeds on itself. And the more that you participate, the more your awareness builds, the higher the number of people following your page will be, and then the more leads you will generate.
Absolutely. And that's typically how marketing works in general. You know, many different aspects of marketing feed each other, even within one vertical such as LinkedIn. Guy, this has been super useful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And as Guy mentioned, if you want more information on this, and certainly if you want help with this, feel free to reach out to Guy. It's guy@goodtobesocial.com. And we write about this stuff on our website. It's goodtobesocial.com/blog. And you'll find information on LinkedIn and other marketing tips and tools.
Before you go, if you like this episode, please subscribe to our podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud, and anywhere you can listen to a podcast. You'll find the show notes for this episode, along with all of the Legal Marketing 2.0 episodes, at goodtobesocial.com. Thanks for listening.